It was a pretty futile call to prayer that rang out from the central mosque in Srinagar today. The main city in Kashmir was mostly under curfew, and the gates of the mosque were kept firmly locked, with police and soldiers standing by to make sure no one tried to get in. 5 members of the security forces have been killed here this week, and there have been angry anti-government protests. Yet locals resent the restrictions put in place, insisting they shouldn't be punished.
Right now I think I'm just stuck here. Curfews are imposed, no one can go anywhere. And definitely I'm scared because of paramilitary force and other security force in Srinagar. Nobody can go outside to do his basic necessities of his life, nowhere to go.
We're just travelling through the centre of Srinagar now, and it is certainly a very eerie place to be. On the one hand, it's a very beautiful day here. The sun's shining, the Himalayas visible in the distance. It's easy to see why Kashmir is regarded as one of the most beautiful places in India. But at the same time, there's no way around it. There is this curfew on in much of the city. There's hardly anybody at all on the streets, and everywhere I look, there are members of the security forces carrying automatic weapons or simply carrying large sticks to be used in case of any civil disorder. We were stopped repeatedly at checkpoints, asked why we were out on the streets. One thing that strikes you is just how jumpy the police and soldiers themselves are. Many wore masks over their faces, presumably scared of being recognised by locals. And when I talked to the government official in charge of this region, Asghar Samoon insisted the current clampdown was necessary.
The curfews and the restrictions are imposed in order to avoid any large-scale turmoil and commotion and to ensure safety and security of life and property.
You see, what some people think is that imposing a curfew just makes things worse. People feel they're being collectively punished. It makes them more angry with the security forces, creates worse tensions in Kashmir.
Not really. It's actually the other way around. The security forces are here for a duty to maintain law and order. But there's a silver lining on every cloud, and every bad situation is going to pass.
The turmoil isn't only on the streets. India's parliament has seen some furious rows in the wake of Wednesday's killings. The opposition accused the government effectively of being soft on terrorism. The government, meanwhile, says it has evidence which shows that the attackers came from Pakistan.
From the bodies of the terrorists killed 2 diaries, one each from containing numbers suspected to be a Pakistani, a tube of Betnuin.
Pakistan has frequently been accused of backing terrorists in Kashmir. But when I talked to one veteran commentator here, he insisted the cause of the violence lies closer to home. Dr. Sheikh Shaukat Hussain is Professor of Law at the Central University of Kashmir. He says the region may have been quiet for a while, but the independence struggle never went away.
Since 1947, Indians have been under an illusion that they will manage to assimilate Kashmir. They tend to believe it on the basis of their experience with other separatist movements. But Kashmir surprised them always. We are Muslims, part of a global fraternity, which is pitted against imperialism, and with new generations coming up, Kashmiris will continue to fight for secession, for freedom from India.
It was slightly unreal, but in the midst of all this turmoil, I slipped away for one of the more tranquil experiences that Kashmir has to offer, a trip on Dal Lake in one of the local rowing boats known as a shikara. It's a traditional tourist thing to do here. And indeed, tourism in Kashmir had been booming lately. The rising Indian middle class had been coming in droves, and relative peace meant that foreign visitors were also returning. But I was joined on my shikara by Faiz Bakshi, president of the Kashmir Hotel Federation. And for him, as for so many other people here, it's been a bitterly disappointing few days.
We were looking forward to a bumper tourist season this year. Last year, around this time, this lake used to be full of shikaras. Hundreds of shikaras would be here.
At the moment, there's almost nobody on the lake at all. That's all down, you're saying, to the recent violence.
Yeah. That have been protests. It's very disappointing to see what's happened all of a sudden. And we keep our fingers crossed. If this violence is not going to end, what is in store for us, only God knows.